Techonomics on KGO A10. United Airlines, Uber, Pepsi, Nivea. Given the recent headlines about corporations behaving badly, this week we speak with an expert in business ethics. Techonomics host Jason Middleton chats with the executive director of the Mercalla Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University. How large a role should ethics play in companies' corporate culture? How clear are those ethical lines on a day-to-day basis? Those topics and more start now.
Hello, and thanks for listening. When you hear the phrase business ethics, you might be tempted to hear it kind of like an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp. But clear and sustained ethical practices are actually just good business. They will help a company steer through a crisis and the aftermath of a public relations nightmare. The gold standard for PR hiccups used to be Uber until recently, when United Airlines was able to muscle into that top spot with a viral video that has been seen more than 220 million times. Ethics should be at the fore of a corporation's culture.
Ethics is about how we treat others, and the question applies in everything that you do. For a corporation, the first ethical responsibilities are clearly to provide quality products and accurately describe them, price them fairly, and so on. So it's the ethics or the behavior in the day-to-day business.
Coming up, I have a two-part chat with the chairman of Applied Business Ethics at the Mercalla Center at Santa Clara University. He has decades of experience in this field, and he's seen plenty of companies burn up on reentry from a crisis because of their lack of ethical clarity. All right, cue the professor.
I'm Kirk Hansen. I'm executive director of the Mercalla Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University.
Professor Hansen, thank you for your time this morning. Applied ethics, I'd like to start with a very 30,000-foot view of things, if we could. Applied ethics in the workplace, and let's take it from a consumer viewpoint. How do ethics as applied to a corporation's, let's say, response to a crisis play out in the consumer public?
Ethics is really relevant to every decision a business makes, but it's also relevant to the kind of decisions we as the consumers make. We could talk about the ethics of whether the business treats you fairly, whether the products are as advertised, whether they're available. There are any number of what we traditionally called sharp practices that could violate ethical norms and offend the customers. There are questions, though, about the ethics of customers. Should customers use their values in choosing where to do business? There was a recent flap around buying products from the Trump family, for example.
Yes.
And some more liberal customers said, I need to use my values and boycott or avoid buying Trump products, even patronizing companies like Amazon and Nordstrom that sold Trump products. And so those are ethical questions as well.
I'm wondering, when we see a corporation's ethical side, when we see part of its ethical culture, it's usually in response to a crisis. You've been doing this work for a long time, and expert and thought leader in the field for sure. I'm wondering, have you seen any kind of evolution of how public-facing ethics plays out?
Well, I recently started a weekly blog to chronicle the most important ethical issues of each week. And the reason I did that is that I think there's an acceleration of the number of ethical questions that we're confronted with and that we read about in the newspaper. It's not your grandfather's ethics. Things were a little more stable in the past, but the political tumult of today, the rapid technological change, which raises ethical questions about gene editing or biodesign, the complexity of living in this society where we're all running so fast, raises a host of new difficult ethical questions that have to be confronted. I used to start my class at the Stanford Business School and at Santa Clara, two places I've taught for 38 years. I used to start it with, what's the issue of the day? I think if I were in the classroom now, I'm really a full-time administrator, but if I were in the classroom now, it would be tough to get off of those daily ethics questions because you'd have five or six a day to discuss.
Full-time administrator, full-time blogger, always a teacher, so I think yes. You've got plenty on your plate. Professor Hansen, let's dig a little bit deeper into that, because what is the broader debate around that? Because I was thinking that the transparency that social media, for instance, allows us might be something that corporations could use to their benefit.
Social media and the availability of the press, we're all publishers at this point because we can blog and we can write on our Facebook page and so on. That can be a more effective control on the bad behavior of some people. On the other hand, it is such an uncontrolled medium that we get a tremendous number of misbehaviors on social media that can actually confuse things. The whole debate over fake news today is because all of these media have permitted people to throw out stories or falsehoods and present them as truth. So I think the whole world of social media cuts both ways. It both makes our life and acting ethically much more difficult, but at the same time, it does uncover some behaviors and can be, to some extent, a control on those behaviors.
I'd like to pivot just a little bit, or at least change tack with you, because I'm wondering how ethics and applied ethics fits into corporate social responsibility, because that's something on this show we like to cover a little bit, and it's something that I've advocated should be part of a quarterly report for a public-facing company, CSR.
Well, I'm glad you advocated that. I believe that it should be at least an annual report, and they actually, in India, it is now required as an annual report for publicly listed companies on their corporate social responsibility. And there are pressures in the United States and elsewhere to push towards that. So good for you.
Well, thank you.
Ethics is about how we treat others. And the question applies in everything that you do. For a corporation, the first ethical responsibilities are clearly to provide quality products and accurately describe them, price them fairly, and so on. So it's the ethics or the behavior in the day-to-day business of the company. I would contend that that's the single most important thing. But corporate responsibility or corporate social responsibility comes in that companies are large institutions in a society that, in order to achieve what we often call the common good or the benefit of the entire society or community, you absolutely have to have voluntary activity on the part of all the individuals and all the institutions to try to improve that community. So you and I are really called to spend some of our money in philanthropic causes, some of our time in volunteer causes. And for institutions, the same thing applies. And companies have a collection of resources and capabilities that need to be put to work for the benefit of the community. Creative companies can have a tremendous impact on the community at relatively low cost because often they can combine what they're doing with something that they can do for the community. Some companies have taken their own internal trash systems, environmental recycling systems, and made them available for the broader community, and that's a much cheaper way of the local communities doing that. Obviously, the greatest corporate social responsibility involvement of companies in the United States is education. And so the huge amount of commitment companies have to the improvement of local school systems, the support of charter schools, the support of private schools, and so on, is probably their greatest contribution and the one that takes most of their effort. Those things are an expression of ethics in general, in that we have an obligation to do as much good for others as we can. But I would argue that the first responsibility of a company or the first ethical obligation is to make sure it does its business in a proper way and treats its customers and its shareholders and its employees properly.
We're speaking with Kirk Hansen. He's the executive director of the Markkula Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University, formerly of Stanford University. Dr. Hansen, I often tell my 7.5-year-old, ethics are what you do when nobody's looking. But when you're a company, that's a little bit different. So let's make this a teachable moment and use your expertise. What's a playbook for companies who are handling a crisis that's public facing?
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It can be a teachable moment for them.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
Well, companies' misbehavior does become public knowledge quite often. Not always, but quite often. And under that circumstance, there are very clear guidelines in terms of how companies ought to handle a scandal. The first obligation is if their behavior is doing damage, you need to stop the damage. And so the second is that you need to understand what happened. These investigations within companies really need to be conducted in a very transparent way.
That was part one of my chat with Kirk Hansen. Dr. Hansen has been the executive director of the Markkula Center for Applied Ethics for 15 years at Santa Clara University. He's a pioneer in the field of business ethics. Hansen taught in the Graduate School of Business at Stanford University, where he is now an emeritus faculty member. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.